All right, so you're thinking about UPVC windows, and we're diving deep into this guide to help you figure out if they're right for your home.
Definitely a smart move, especially since you're searching UPVC windows near me, right? The guide really seems to emphasize going local if you can.
Yeah, it does. I mean, obviously, it's great to support local businesses, but what else makes local installers the better choice?
Well, one thing the guide pointed out was how important it is for installers to know your local building regulations.
So you don't run into any surprises down the line.
Exactly. It can save a real headache later on down the road.
That's good to know. And this guide even had some helpful tips on finding those reputable local installers, like checking for insurance, looking at their past projects.
Right, and even seeing if their fence is certified.
Oh, yeah. It even mentioned a specific website, shearwaterglass.co.uk, as a resource.
Seems like a little online research goes a long way.
Definitely. Okay, but let's get into these windows themselves. Why UPVC in the first place?
Well, in a nutshell, efficiency. This guide dives deep into just how energy efficient these windows can be. They even break down what U values are and why those matter.
Okay, so back up for a second. What exactly is a U value? How does that translate into real savings for me as a homeowner?
It's pretty straightforward, actually. A U value basically tells you how good a window is at preventing heat loss. The lower the U value, the better the insulation. And UPVC windows are known for having some pretty impressive U values, meaning less heat escaping your house,
And less heat escaping means
lower energy bills.
music to my ears.
Yeah.
And I saw the guide mention triple glazing could up energy performance by like 50%. That's got to be huge, right?
Oh, yeah. Triple glazing really steps up the energy efficiency.
Wow, 50%. Triple glazing sounds pretty amazing, especially with those cold months coming up. But how does it actually work? The guide mentioned these thermal chambers, but I need a visual. Help me out here.
Okay, picture this. You have your standard double glazing, right? Two panes of glass with that air gap sealed in between.
Right. Glass.
Triple glazing basically adds another pane of glass and another air gap, creating even more insulation. Those air gaps act as thermal chambers, trapping heat and preventing draft.
Ah, okay. So it's like giving your windows an extra layer of warmth, literally. But with all that extra technology, it must be a pain to maintain, right?
That's actually one of the best parts. UPVC windows are surprisingly low maintenance, especially compared to older types of windows. Yeah. The guide even talked about how you just need to wipe down the frames with like soapy water every so often, and then use a non-smear cleaner on the glass itself.
Wait, so no sanding, repainting, or staining? That's it.
Pretty much. Although the guide did recommend using a special UPVC cleaner now and then if you have any really stubborn stains. Think of it like a spa day for your windows.
Ah, I like that. A spa day for my windows. Okay, so we've got energy saving, low maintenance. What other benefits did this guide highlight?
Well, one thing that stood out was the security aspect. The guide talked about these robust locking mechanisms that UPVC windows have, and even something called anti-jemmy devices.
Anti-jemmy devices. Okay, I'm going to need you to break that down for me.
Yeah, so basically, they're extra security features that make it really tough to force the windows open from the outside. Just an extra layer of protection for your house.
Well, that definitely gives me peace of mind. Okay, so that's all great, but what about style? I was reading in the guide about all the different ways you can customize UPVC windows, and it got me thinking, can they actually blend in with different homes, like aesthetically?
Oh, absolutely. They're very versatile. Like, for example, I saw in the guide they mentioned things like Georgian bars and sash horns, which can really complement period homes.
Georgian bars and sash horns, huh? For those of us who aren't window experts, can you maybe paint a picture of what those look like?
Sure. So picture a window and then imagine the sort of grid-like pattern on the glass. Those are the Georgian bars. Adds a bit of classic elegance.
Oh, I see, I see.
And then the sash horns are those decorative flourishes you usually find at the corners of sash windows, you
Oh,
know,
yeah.
of a very traditional sort of charm.
Okay, those sound really nice. But what about people with more modern homes? Can UPVC windows work in those settings too?
For sure. Remember we touched on that slim line option earlier, so slimmer frames, bigger glass panels, all that really leans into the sleek modern look. Plus, they have tons of color options these days, so it's easy to match your windows to any design you've got going on.
Okay, so whether you're going for that more classic look or something super modern, UPVC windows can keep up. And I feel like I remember reading something in the guide about them potentially even increasing your home's value too.
Definitely. They're generally considered a good investment if you're looking to add value to your home. And speaking of value, we should probably touch on the financial side of things too. Remember how we were talking about those energy savings earlier? Well, the guide really digs into the long-term financial benefits.
Financial benefits, you say? This is where it gets really interesting for me.
The guide suggests that in many cases, the energy savings from UPVC windows can actually outweigh the initial cost over time.
Wait, so you're saying these windows could essentially pay for themselves? How?
It all comes down to those lower energy bills year after year. The guide provides some compelling projections on just how much homeowners can save, and it's significant.
That is remarkable. So not only are we talking about a comfortable, stylish, and secure home, but also a financially sound investment. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. For anyone listening who's ready to jump on the UPVC bandwagon, what's the next step?
It's time to revisit that UPVC Windows Near Me search. Remember to prioritize local installers with strong reputations, browse through their past projects, and don't hesitate to request quotes for comparison. And as we mentioned earlier, that Fensa certification is key for peace of mind.
It sounds like a bit of research and due diligence can go a long way.
Absolutely. And thanks to this deep dive, you're now equipped with the knowledge to make an informed decision about UPVC windows for your home.
We've covered a lot of ground, from understanding U-values and thermal chambers to exploring stylish customization options and uncovering the potential return on investment. It's been quite a journey.
And it really highlights how something as seemingly simple as a window can have such a profound impact on our homes, our wallets, and even the environment.
It makes you wonder what other innovations are out there just waiting to be discovered, right? If a window can be this exciting, imagine what else is possible.
Precisely. This deep dive has hopefully sparked some curiosity and maybe even inspired some home improvement plans.
To our listeners, whether you're considering UPVC windows or simply intrigued by the world of sustainable living, remember, knowledge is power.
Keep asking questions, keep exploring, and who knows what you'll uncover in your next deep dive.
Until next time.